Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
614 News Radio 92.3. Welcome to the weekend. I can officially tell you that one. Hope you have a nice couple of days planned for yourself. Well, let's go ahead and take care of some business. Here are three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Okay, a local senior meal program has been slashed. Council on Aging of West Florida's meal program is losing another day of food. The program provides free hot lunches to hundreds of Escambia and Santa Rosa County residents. The schedule Monday through Thursday, but now it will soon only offer meals on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Council on Aging officials attributed the challenges to funding levels not keeping pace with demands.
Number two.
And then there were four. Town of Century officials yesterday interviewed four applicants to be on their next to be their next city administrator. The council also dissolved the selection committee, which allows Mayor Ben Boutwell to speak with each member of the town council individually about their applicant choices. Boutwell is expected to make his recommendation at the regular council meeting this upcoming Tuesday.
Number three.
I'm not sure how many people saw this coming. I know I didn't. Tim Casella has resigned as Pensacola City Manager. He was only on the job 11 months. Casella confirms he's taken advantage of an undisclosed opportunity and would be leaving the city effective September 3rd along with his $250,000 salary. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves hired Casella to be the administrator back in September 2024. Reeves said he was grateful for Casella's impact on the city of Pensacola.
All righty. Just a little bit past 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather. Very happy to report nothing as for the on the roads, that is. As for the weather, it's 89 degrees. Got a heat advisory for the next 40 minutes or so. Tonight's low is 77, and we've got some highs of 93, 94 degrees-ish on both Saturday and Sunday. Going to be some rainfall chances, but they won't give you much.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, interesting afternoon, but you got to know about this. You WF trustees set next Friday, 1 week from today, as the school's first presidential search meeting. Gosh, and we just got Manny Diaz sitting in the seat, you know?
Yeah.
Thursday was the first in-person board meeting for President Manny Diaz Jr. Let me add the interim President Manny Diaz Jr. Funk Associates has been hired to conduct the university's presidential search. The Dallas-based firm has worked with more than 400 president and chancellor searches.
Alrighty, and federal agents in Southwest Alabama made more immigration arrests after an operation yesterday. The FBI Mobile said on social media that they had more that they had made four more arrests during an operation along with the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office. They say one suspect attempted to elude the team but lost control of his vehicle and crashed.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, Aaron, first hurricane of the 2025 hurricane season. National Hurricane Center Deputy Director Jamie Rome says long-term Aaron is heading west with an eventual northerly track.
So it's looking increasingly likely that the storm will stay offshore. So some of you might think, oh, you know, sort of the risk is going down. And for the traditional hazards, that is in fact true.
And American Idol, looking for talent in Florida. The show will be hosting virtual auditions for residents on September 11th. Contestants will have the opportunity to perform and receive feedback through the show's nationwide virtual audition process called Idol Across America. To register, visit AmericanIdol.com/auditions.
All right. Despite an order from a federal judge, some Florida officers are continuing to charge people under a halted immigration law. Lisa Lacerra has the report.
Two more people were arrested and charged in July, according to a report that Florida's attorney general is required to file after defying the ruling from a federal judge. Both men were arrested in Sarasota County and charged in separate incidents of driving without a valid driver's license and offenses related to driving under the influence of alcohol. The illegal entry charges against them were dismissed. In a separate court filing, immigrants' rights advocates who filed the suit questioned whether state officials are using the blocked law to justify holding detainees at the detention facility in the Everglades, the administration calls Alligator Alcatraz. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
All righty, just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes for some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner, and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Edit, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
If you are a fan of Joann's Fabrics, you're gonna love Daryl Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl Sewing is the largest sewing and embroidery machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering lots of apparel fabric, children's fabric, and quilting fabric, in addition to sewing machine furniture, sewing and embroidery supplies, and notions. Financing is available. 850-438-5444. Remember, Daryl Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
'Cause I'm the tax man.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
623, Americans were buying more cars in July, and that helped boost retail sales and numbers. Jenny Casola has more on News Radio 92.3.
Spending is holding up for cars and other purchases. Retail sales rose 0.5% in July, up 0.3% excluding autos. For the year ending in July, retail sales increased 3.9%. The numbers are encouraging and show signs of resilience since shoppers have pulled back on buying discretionary things. Spending was down in April and May, but jumped 0.9% in June. The month included the summer Amazon Prime Day event, which was held over a four-day period this year. Online retailers saw an 0.8% increase in July. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
624, News Radio 92.3. The market's kind of mixed today. Laura Cantner has a look at those numbers.
Stocks ending Friday on a mixed note. The Dow Jones falling short of its first record close in 2025. The Dow finishing up 35, S&P 500 down 19, NASDAQ down 88. United Health stock surging Friday, its best day since 2008. Berkshire Hathaway purchasing 5 million shares of the insurance giant. Opendoor stock jumped Friday as its CEO is stepping down. Chip stocks fell Friday after President Trump said he would set tariffs on semiconductor imports as soon as next week. NVIDIA, AMD, and Broadcom dropping more than 1%, while Micron fell more than 3%. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
625, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price, looking at that weekend weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Luckily, I can keep it brief. We got a little bit of backups on Pine Forest Road redeveloping if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but it's not too severe. Outside of that, there's nothing. As for your weather, 89 degrees, got a heat advisory in effect for the next 35 minutes until 7 p.m. Also, got a low of 77 tonight and some rainfall chances over the course of the weekend, but they're not very high. And something that is high is the temperature sitting at around 93, 94 for both days.
626, News Radio 92.3, Tropical Storm Aaron now. Hurricane Aaron Eben Brown has the latest update from Miami.
The National Hurricane Center now says Aaron is the year's first Atlantic hurricane. The storm's maximum sustained winds are clocked at 75 miles an hour, making it Category 1. The center of Aaron is still more than 450 miles east of the Leeward Islands. Its forecast track continues to show a more northward pull as it travels west, making it appear to steer clear of the U.S. southeast coast while passing north of Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. But Aaron should continue to strengthen and by tomorrow night reach major hurricane status. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Attorney General Pam Bondi urging sanctuary jurisdictions to cooperate with federal immigration enforcement efforts or face prosecution. Bondi sent letters to 33 governors, mayors, and county board members going after their sanctuary jurisdiction policies. The Attorney General emphasized the department's commitment to identifying policies that violate the law and noted that the agency is willing to take legal action.
Still having a problem with Loudoun County, Virginia. They're sticking by their guns, allowing children to use the bathrooms and locker rooms of the gender they identify with, but at the risk of losing nearly $50 million in federal bucks. Mike Emanuel has the story.
Video was shot by a female student identifying as a boy in a Loudoun County school locker room. There was an awkward reaction when boys realized a biological girl was there. Since then, the school board voted to challenge the federal government on this issue. Quote, after consultation with legal counsel, the board voted 6-3 not to comply with this request due to the tension between the OCR position and current law. A complaint was filed with the Education Department by America First Legal. Loudoun County School Board member Deanna Griffiths is critical of her colleagues, quote, our children should not be caught in political battles. LCPS should be focused on teaching, not ideology.
And Hillary Clinton says she'll nominate President Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize if he can bring an end to the Russia-Ukraine war. Clinton made that promise on the Raging Moderates podcast before Trump's summit with Vladimir Putin. Clinton did add she'll forward the nomination only if Ukraine doesn't have to surrender any of its land in any deal.
Well, the Texas House, once again, failing to reach a quorum as dozens of state Democrats remain out of town protesting a vote on a new state congressional map drawn by Republicans. Mike Tobin is in Austin this afternoon with the latest.
The final roll call for the special session was called as expected. It ended as quickly as it began.
There being 95 members present, a quorum is not present. Mr. Guerin moves that the House of Representatives of the first called session of the 89th Legislature stand adjourned, sine die. Is there objection? Chair hears none. House stands adjourned, sine die.
Nothing got done before Texas Democrats walked out and prevented that quorum so the House couldn't vote on the redistricting bill that promises to gain Republicans 5 seats in the U.S. Congress. Republicans still have the votes to pass redistricting in the next session. The one thing Democrats can claim as a victory is that California Governor Gavin Newsom joined their fight for the Golden State to redraw their congressional districts.
And you know, while we're talking about that, former President Obama supporting Texas Democrats who left the state. In a virtual meeting yesterday, he told the Texas lawmakers that their actions were inspiring others. He said, quote, we can't let a systematic assault on democracy just happen. And because of your courage, what you've seen is California responding and other states looking at what they can do to offset this mid-decade gerrymandering. Texas Representative Gene Wu said Obama's endorsement was proof that they have the support of Democrats at every level.
All right, this comes as absolutely no surprise. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell has been indicted on federal conspiracy charges.
Dang.
Yeah, Bob Masson. We call him Robert Masson over there. They shortened it up. It's Robert Masson.
His government name.
Of WVUE, which is Channel 8 over in New Orleans. It's a Fox affiliate.
Right.
Has the latest.
For the first time in my memory, a sitting mayor of the city of New Orleans has been indicted by a grand jury. It was a 16-member grand jury. 12 of those grand jurors had to vote in favor of this indictment. We do know that the indictment is of Mayor LaToya Cantrell and former New Orleans police officer Jeffrey Vapie. Vapie, of course, already indicted last year. This grand jury has been meeting for quite some time. It was the same grand jury foreman involved in the Vapie indictment who brought the indictment forward.
Good week for the city of Milton's firefighters. 8.25% pay raise for those people. City council members voted to approve that agreement between the city and Milton this week. So congratulations on the pay raise. That's good stuff. Coming up in 5 minutes, we'll talk some sports. This is News Radio 92.3.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Jill Nato. Talks on a ceasefire for Ukraine between President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin have wrapped up. The two men meeting for about 2.5 hours in Alaska. At a joint news conference afterwards, Trump didn't give many details.
We had an extremely productive meeting and many points were agreed to. There are just a very few that are left. Some are not that significant. One is probably the most significant.
But he did sound optimistic about ending the violence in Ukraine.
We're going to stop really 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, thousands of people a week from being killed. And President Putin wants to see that as much as I do.
Putin said at the same news conference he wanted to thank Trump for his cooperation. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for reliable auto repairs without breaking the bank?
Well, yeah.
At Affordable Automotive, we keep your car and your budget running smooth.
That's more like it.
Hi, I'm Kenny with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. My father started this business over 30 years ago, and we continue to proudly serve the Gulf Coast with trusted local service. Whether you're a first-time or returning customer, we inspect each vehicle like it's our own. From oil changes, engine replacements, and diagnostics, our certified techs do it right the first time. Fast, honest, and fair, just like auto service should be. So if your car needs care, bring it to Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. Visit us at AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com and schedule your appointment today. That's AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com. Affordable Automotive. Quality you can afford.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Hey, Pensacola.
News Radio 92.3 wants to know what you think about our programming. Join the Listener Advisory Board and fill out our quick survey. Your feedback helps us shape the shows you love and discover new ones. Whether it's news, talk, sports, or other programming, we want to hear your suggestions and ideas. It takes just a few minutes, and it makes a big difference. Visit newsradio923.com today to fill out the survey. Let's make your listening experience even better. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Slow ride, take it easy.
Pensacola right now.
Here's your top national stories.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
All righty. Well, a local senior meal program has been slashed. Council on Aging of West Florida's meal program is losing another day of food. The program provides free hot lunches to hundreds of Escambia and Santa Rosa County residents Monday through Thursday, but it's soon only going to offer meals on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Council on Aging officials attributed the July challenges to funding levels not keeping pace with demands.
Number two.
And then there were four. Town of Century officials on Thursday interviewed four applicants to be their next city administrator. The council also dissolved the selection committee, which allows Mayor Ben Bowell to speak with each member of the town council individually about their applicant choices. Bowell is expected to make his recommendations at the regular council meeting. That should happen on Tuesday.
Number three.
Well, Tim Kinsella has resigned as Pensacola city manager. After only 11 months into the job, Kinsella confirms he is taking advantage of an undisclosed opportunity and would be leaving the city effective September 3rd. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves hired Kinsella to be the administrator in September of 2024. Reeves said he was grateful for Kinsella's impact on the city of Pensacola and his friendship, but Kinsella's leadership also brought some shakeups to the city government. Five senior-level city officials resigned from the city during Kinsella's short tenure, including former Pensacola Police Chief Eric Randall.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, the iconic Pensacola Beach sailfish sign won't be going up as planned at least for now. So don't get all feathers all ruffled up here. SRIA members voted to postpone the erection of the sign at the local. That's over on Via De Luna Drive. It appears a small portion of the sign is located on SRIA property. Since this is the case, the owners of the sign must return for the August 27th meeting with more details before getting the official go-ahead nod.
And former reality TV star Todd Chrisley back in Pensacola today, and even back at the federal prison camp Pensacola at NAS Softly Field. He was speaking to graduates of the facility's residential drug abuse program. He said his goal was to uplift the men that he was speaking to and give them credit for the sacrifices that they've made. Chrisley, of course, you remember us talking about this. He was an inmate at the facility not that long ago, serving 2 years in the facility before being released last year following a pardon from President Donald Trump.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
1-0 pitch, and he swings, and it's one deep down the right field line towards the corner, and that is off of the wall on the fly. That's going to give the Braves the lead. It's a double by Ozzie. That's his third big base hit tonight, and it gives the Braves a lead here in the eighth inning as it's 4-3 Atlanta. He just cooked that one off the wall in right field.
On FanDuel Sports Network South, the Braves beat the Mets 4-3. New York has lost 13 of its last 15 games. The Mets lead over the Reds for the final National League wildcard playoff spot is down to a half game. The other New York baseball team saw its lead for the last American League wildcard playoff spot get cut to one game. The Guardians beat the Marlins 9-4. Cleveland has won 23 out of 32 games to get within one game of the Yankees for the last AL wild card. While the MLB best Brewers had the day off Thursday, Milwaukee still saw its lead to top the NL Central increase to 8 games over the Cubs, who lost to Toronto 2-1 to the Blue Jays. Three-time Cy Young winner Max Scherzer gave up one run over 7-plus innings. Vlad Guerrero Jr. hit his 20th home run. Toronto increased its lead to top the AL East to 5 games over Boston. The Mariners, who had won 8 games in a row, have now dropped 2 straight. Mariners beaten by the Orioles Thursday 5-3. Seattle fell a game and a half behind Houston for first place in the AL West. NL East leading Phillies unable to build on their 5-game lead over the Mets. The Phils lost to the Nationals 3-2. The AL Central leading Tigers won in 11 innings against the Twins 4-3. Detroit still 6.5 games in front of the Guardians in the AL Central. The Diamondbacks won for the 6th time in 7 games, 8-2 over the Rockies. Tonight, the Brewers will try to match their team record with a 13th straight win. Milwaukee opens an 8-game road trip in Cincinnati against the Reds. Golf, Robert McIntyre finished with 6 birdies at the first round of the BMW Championship to build a 3-stroke lead over Tommy Fleetwood. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the Steelers, unsurprisingly, taking a slow approach to the preseason. Head coach Mike Tomlin told the media that veteran gunslinger Aaron Rodgers will not participate in the team's matchup against the Buccaneers from Pittsburgh on Saturday. DK Metcalf, TJ Watt, and Jonnu Smith are among the other starters who aren't expected to participate. Cam Hayward's still in a contract dispute and will also sit out.
Okay, a couple of games in the NFL tonight. I thought I'd just bring these up to your attention. Tennessee, Atlanta, Kansas City, Seattle, both of those games. Well, the first game, Tennessee game, is now underway already. And Kansas City, Seattle, that gets underway a little bit later tonight. So there you go. NFL season is right around the corner. Kansas City's Rashee Rice will likely get the chance to play. Jay Berman has more.
Kansas City Chiefs receiver Rashee Rice, who was sentenced to 30 days in jail and 5 years probation for the role he played in a car crash last year, will have his disciplinary hearing with the NFL September 30th. It's likely Rice will be eligible to play the first four games of the season. Chiefs opened the season in Brazil against the Chargers. They then play the Philadelphia Eagles, New York Giants, and Baltimore Ravens. Rice had 79 catches for 938 yards and 7 touchdowns in his first year. He set an NFL record with 26 postseason catches while helping Kansas City win Super Bowl 58. Jay Berman, Fox News.
And lastly here, the Dolphins getting great news on an ailing player. Chop Robinson returned to practice yesterday, just one day after being carted off the field with a rib injury. The linebacker got hurt during joint practice with the Detroit Lions. And head coach Mike McDaniel told Sports Illustrated they were being cautious with the second-year player. He tallied 6 sacks in his rookie season.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
With a Sports Minute. A big week for UFC. I'm a big MMA fan. I love Ultimate Fighting Championships. They get a deal done with Paramount for over $1 billion a year. Why is this good for us, the consumer? No more $70 pay-per-views. Events that are going to be on national television free to everyone. And I think a company that is ready to educate the rest of the world on mixed martial arts. I'm Gresh.
If Old Spice Deep Sea Super Hydration Body Wash were music, what would it sound like? Start with the deep sounds of Old Spice's ocean waves and kelp. Layer on the smooth, renewing moisture. You wouldn't hear any parabens or phthalates because Old Spice Deep Sea hasn't got any. But you would hear that vitamin B3 for healthier-looking skin. So while your regular body wash sounds like this, Old Spice sounds like this. Sounds like it smells amazing.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, a recall underway for bottles used with a popular home carbonation system. Tanya J. Powers has the story.
DrinkMate is recalling more than 100,000 of its 1-liter carbonation bottles in the U.S. and Canada after reports that they can explode during use. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the recall covers the bottles that were sold individually or as part of the sparkling water maker's OmniFizz starter kits. The recalled bottles are clear, with caps and bases in red, blue, white, and black plastic, and have 2026 expiration dates. DrinkMate has received 8 reports in the U.S. of bottles shattering during use, some causing lacerations, impact injuries, and hearing damage. They were sold online by Amazon, Walmart, Target, and Home Depot between April 2023 and last October. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And we've been telling about artificial dyes, you know, no longer being used in this, that, or the other. Well, the latest person to make the leap, Kellogg cereals. There will no longer be artificial dyes in those by the end of 2027. In a statement, the maker of Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, Frosted Flakes, and Rice Krispies said they're making changes to their line cereals to include less of what customers don't need while adding more whole grains and fiber. Change coming as HHS Secretary RFK Jr. seeks to crack down on synthetic food additives.
Well, the Trump administration's bringing back a vaccine task force from decades ago. Ryan Schmeltz has the details on News Radio 92.3.
The Task Force on Safer Childhood Vaccines was disbanded in 1998, but the Department of Health and Human Services says reinstating it, quote, reaffirms the department's commitment towards continuous improvements in childhood vaccine safety oversight. HHS says the task force will focus on improvements in vaccine development, production, distribution, and adverse reaction reporting, as well as supporting research to make vaccines safer. Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has long come under criticism for his vaccine skepticism by the medical community, which argues adverse reactions to childhood vaccines are very rare. At the White House, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
All right, 6:45, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, yeah, he's taking a look at that weather. We're gonna nail him on this one. And he's also going to look at the local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. Now, explain all these dark clouds.
I will.
So, a 20% chance of rain. Sunny out here.
Oh, my God. I never said it was sunny.
Go ahead.
Anyway.
Get yourself out of this one.
As for the traffic, we got some backups.
Start there, too.
We got some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And it's actually pretty severe. No confirmation of an accident yet. But, yeah, speaking of things that are looking severe, it says on our app here, we got a 20% chance of storms this evening, and it's supposed to be gone at some point tonight before they come back tomorrow.
And if you look at the fine, it's an 8-point font. The very bottom
results
of your page
may vary.
There, it says, look out your window.
Yeah, because I just casually looked over my shoulder. It is black outside.
Yeah, it really is.
And there's some wind picking up in the leaves. We saw that. So I guess we're in that 20% range. I don't know. I hopefully nothing too severe.
Well, you know, you painted such a wonderful picture.
Yeah, we're doomed, America.
For this weather situation. Let me go ahead and talk about it. Well, let's get you up to speed about the hurricane, of course. National Hurricane Center forecasters reporting the predicted path of Hurricane Erin. Still uncertain, the official intensity forecast calls for Erin to develop into a major storm by Sunday. I think it's going to be accelerated a little bit faster. Mm. It's moving pretty quickly now. Instead of Sunday, they're calling for probably a Saturday type of increase to 130 miles per hour.
Wow.
Here's the good news. No tropical threat to Florida.
Oh, all right. There's something good for you. Also, just wanted to touch on this very quickly. New research showing certain weight loss drugs could be linked to eye-related issues. A couple studies published in JAMA looks into Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, and Zepbound and the impact they have been having on eye health. One study shows there's modest risk in developing an eye condition that could result in vision loss in Americans with type 2 diabetes. Another study showed an increased risk of other eye issues for those people.
Here's today's business news.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent calling on European allies to impose tariffs on Russian oil. Edward Lawrence is reporting for the White House on News Radio 92.3.
The Treasury Secretary, ahead of this summit, is talking to his counterparts in Europe about stepping up and also buying energy from the United States, not Russia, which they're still doing.
I want to say that it is time for European counterparts to put up or shut up.
All of this meant to put economic pressure on Russia to make a deal, President Trump saying that there will be severe consequences if Russia does not engage seriously about ending the invasion. He's targeting the money fueling the war, India getting an additional tariff up to 50% on September 17th for buying Russian oil. China, the largest consumer of Russian oil, also in the crosshairs to get secondary sanctions, possibly over oil purchases.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed today, with the Dow gaining 34 points, the S&P 500 fell by 18, and the Nasdaq tumbled more than 80. Meanwhile, Chicago Federal Reserve President Austin Goolsbee saying today in an interview with CNBC that a mixed bag of inflation data this week, coupled with uncertainty over tariffs, have given him pause about lowering rates next month. Shares of Applied Materials dropped more than 13% today after the semiconductor equipment maker issued soft guidance as it faces pressure in China, the company now projecting $6.7 billion in revenue. The union representing 3,200 St. Louis area Boeing workers wants members of Missouri's congressional delegation on their side in the ongoing labor dispute. The strike started back on August 4th. Crude oil futures for September are above $63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, American business owners now touting President Trump's so-called big, beautiful bill, saying those savings could provide big benefits for workers. Grady Trimble has more on the story.
The labor secretary is halfway through a 50-state tour of the United States. She's here in Louisiana touting the big, beautiful bill and how it'll benefit workers here and across the country. We joined and she joined Senator Bill Cassidy on an airboat tour with fourth-generation alligator farmers. She says provisions of the bill, like no taxes on tips and overtime, will help businesses grow while also keeping more money in the pockets of workers. Senator Cassidy is now focusing on getting his own pro-worker legislation passed. The bill that he's proposing would extend health and retirement benefits to independent contractors and gig workers like Uber and DoorDash delivery drivers.
And the U.S. government reportedly considering taking a stake in Intel. Bloomberg cites sources who say the Trump administration is in talks with the semiconductor giant. Earlier this week, Intel CEO Lip-Bu Tan met with Trump at the White House. Trump had called for Tan's resignation, accusing him of being highly conflicted following allegations of earlier ties to China.
All right, the long-awaited payouts from a massive Facebook settlement finally being distributed. Here's Madison Allworth with the details.
This is the long-awaited payouts from the record-breaking $725 million Facebook settlement. To remind you, this whole saga started a few years ago when Facebook parent company Meta agreed to pay this sum to settle claims that allowed people's personal data to be shared with third parties. The most famous third party to get access was Cambridge Analytica. That was a consulting firm that supported Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. So now they're paying up and paying out. But again, it's going to depend on how many people actually have legitimate claims, because some of those 28 millions are probably people doubling up or false claims.
And Priscilla Presley's former business partners claiming she used the death of her daughter, Lisa Marie, to gain control of her trust and Graceland. In their suit, Bridget Cruz and Kevin Fialco claimed that they worked to help Priscilla Presley to leverage her name for profits, but as she suddenly cut ties with them, they allege fraud and breach of contract, and they are seeking more than $50 million.
Mm-hmm. Dollar General, recalling some instant coffee products. Gotta be careful here. Chris DeMeo has more.
The company issuing the voluntary recall in its stores across the country after a customer reported finding glass pieces in coffee grounds. The recalled products include 8-ounce Clover Valley instant coffee packages with certain lot numbers and Best Buy dates. The product was sold in every state except Alaska and Hawaii. Dollar General says no illnesses or injuries have been reported so far. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Just about 6:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. When we return, we will give you what is clearly a much-needed final check of your roads and weather for this week, but we'll also give you some more frivolous headlines to help ease you into this weekend right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter-pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best boarhead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie boards to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop, Deli, Fine Wine, and Cheeses. Find them today on the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Florida State football's coming. Are you ready? The season kicks off as the University of Alabama rolls into town for the first time ever. The epic season continues as the Noles take on teams like Virginia, the Hurricanes, Clemson, Florida, and more. Have your business branded inside all the games, plus weekly promos and commercials. A special sponsorship package is waiting just for your business. Get your business on the field. Call 850-262-6000 to be an FSU sponsor right here on News Radio 92.3.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
This wine and drink
Pensacola right now.
Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone, say tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. There's a log on the fire, and it burns like me for you. Tomorrow comes with one desire, to take me away from the truth. It ain't easy to say goodbye.
6:55. News Radio 92.3. Yep, we're looking at that weather just like you are. And also, Austin's going to take a stab at the traffic this afternoon.
Yes, luckily, we shouldn't be dealing with many problems on the roads. Earlier, we just had a severe uptick in traffic on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but that seems like it's starting to break up already. And it does look like we have stretches of very mild congestion that reach for a bit on I-10. This is going to be as you're coming over or heading towards Blackwater River. That tells me there may be some rainfall in that area. I obviously can't tell you for certain, but people may be slowing down on the roads, being careful out there. If you are in that area or anywhere else where it may be rainy, please be on the lookout for that. Because, yeah, shifting over to the weather here, this is something Chris and I were talking about very recently. It got pretty gloomy out there pretty fast. It looks like it's more bark than bite, not seeing any rain like pouring down or anything, but it is very, very, very dark outside. As for the temperature, around 89 degrees, upper 80s right now, low of 77 tonight. Saturday and Sunday are going to have rainfall chances of about 40% with highs sitting at around 93, 94-ish both days.
Here's today's pop culture news.
There's a very special parade going on through the month of August. You're going to like this. Here's Therese Crowley.
A parade of planets dancing across the August sky with the best chance for viewing in the coming week. Jupiter and Venus are near each other in the eastern sky, close together like cat's eyes, says the Houston Museum of Natural Science. So best chance is to go out in the early morning shortly before sunrise and look east for those cat's eyes shining brightly, Jupiter and Venus, not twinkling like stars, just shining. Saturn is off to the side, and Mercury, always a bright pinpoint, now close to the horizon, about to rise before the sun. Uranus and Neptune join the parade in the distance, visible only through binoculars or telescope. Mercury hides behind the sun toward the end of August, making room for a crescent moon. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And rapper Sean Kingston heading to federal prison for 3.5 years. A Florida federal judge sentenced him Friday for his March conviction on federal wire fraud and conspiracy to commit wire fraud charges. His attorney had asked to take the 35-year-old's charitable heart into consideration and give him house arrest instead. His mother was sentenced last month to 5 years in prison for the same charges.
Alex Jones, you know who I'm talking about?
Unfortunately, yeah.
The conspiracy theorist behind InfoWars has been ordered by a Texas judge to surrender his company's assets. Ted Linder has more on the story.
A state judge in Austin, Texas, has appointed a receiver to sell Jones's InfoWars assets, including equipment, property, and brand, to help pay over $1.2 billion owed to families of the 2012 Sandy Hook shooting victims. Jones was found guilty of defamation in 2022 for claiming the 2012 Sandy Hook school massacre was a hoax. Jones continues to deny wrongdoing and vows to stay on air. Meanwhile, satirical outlet The Onion has renewed efforts to buy InfoWars and turn it into a parody site. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
And Superman will start streaming today. The new version by director James Gunn has made over $580 million at the box office, and today it started streaming on Amazon Prime, Apple TV, and other platforms. Gunn says the Warner Brothers DC film is getting an early streaming release because he wants everyone to see it ahead of season 2 of Peacemaker. That's the DC comic book series with John Cena, which debuts next week on HBO Max.
Today, 80th anniversary of VJ Day, marking the Japanese surrender at the end of World War II, or let's say WW2. This day holds special significance for two Navy vets who were married on that day in 1945.
Really?
Jonathan Sari has more from Atlanta.
Two World War II era Navy vets are celebrating an 80th anniversary that is both romantic and patriotic.
I thought he looked good in his hat.
Ellie Williams, who turns 100 at the end of the month, served in a women's volunteer service of the Navy where she met her husband Ray, now 101. During a four-month courtship, they picked a wedding day in advance, August 15, 1945, which by sheer coincidence was the day Japan would announce its intent to surrender. Ray and Ellie live at Wellstar Atherton Place, a senior living community in suburban Atlanta, which is holding a ceremony commemorating the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II and the beginning of an enduring marriage. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
All right. Good story. That's a real good
Very
story.
Very wholesome. Good note to end on.
All right. Well, let me end. I know it's such a good note. Wahoos got beaten up Thursday night. Birmingham shut them out 9-0 tonight. Game 4 of the 6-game series. It's already underway up in Birmingham. First pitch went out at 6:35 this evening. Mm. All right, weekend's here. Go out and have a good one. For Chris Bryan, Austin Price, this is News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. See you Monday at 4.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.